We've talked about the Zion Curtain many times on this program, and there have been various renditions of the Zion Curtain. What we're talking about right now is the 7-foot partition in the newer facilities. Some things were grandfathered in, but in the newer facilities. And I've just never quite seen anything like this, the responses we are getting, and people self-identifying. I'm LDS, and the Zion Curtain just concerns me greatly. There are too many things that could happen behind that curtain. Switching drinks, date rape drugs, etc. This person said, wrapping children in a plastic bubble only creates curiosity. Curiosity killed the cat. I'm LDS, and completely embarrassed by the Zion Curtain. This person said, lifelong LDS, former bishop, we are taught to live in the world but not of the world. I think the Zion Curtain is a joke. And that's just a sampling. I have yet, now there might be one buried in here. Kat, maybe I can give you that assignment. Look at our text board and see if there's any comment positive for the Zion Curtain. We haven't taken one phone call that said, hey, I really believe in it. We really need to keep it. And I have not seen one text. There may be buried in here. I'm not saying there isn't, but I have not laid eyes on it yet, and we have shared many of them with you. We have Representative Craig Powell, who is joining us on the line. Craig, thank you so much for making your time available for us. What are your thoughts on the so-called Zion Curtain, especially in light of the most recent survey that seems to mirror what Dan Jones came out with not long ago, that there's nobody for this thing? No majority for it.
And I really appreciate the role of programs like yours in the media. I really do believe that we need to get the pulse of the public, and it's really good for me to hear what I think is a fairly representative sample of listeners to your show and the people who responded to the poll. Doug, I don't use the term that we've been using as I've been trying to make policy in this area for a couple of years now. I understand that it can be offensive to certain people, and so I call it the separate dispensing barrier, the separate dispensing area.
Right.
But I think that, Doug, alcohol policy is actually heavily regulated by most states. And we need to realize that there are significant dangers with alcohol. And I don't think that really any sides in this current controversy disagree with that. And I want to make clear that I am all for making sure that we have safety regulations, making sure that we do everything we can to decrease underage drinking, binge drinking, and of course, drunk driving, to eliminate those sorts of dangers from our society. And most states have some types of regulations, whether they're, you know, east, west, north, south, liberal, conservative. Most states really do have quite a bit of regulation on alcohol because they recognize the dangers that can come. So what I'm trying to look at and talking with many constituents, and that's why it's so interesting and helpful for me to hear from your listeners, is, you know, what sort of policies can we promote in Utah that will help with those evils, but still not drive away tourism, not be unwelcoming to some of our visitors, and even our own Utah residents, of course, many of whom are drinkers, who do not agree with the policy. And I think that there are compromises, Doug, that we'll be able to reach. And, you know, for instance, I think that many other states have a separate area within restaurants that is kind of a little bit designated as different. I grew up in the state of Washington, in the Seattle-Tacoma area. As a kid, I was very familiar that, you know, I'd be out at a restaurant with my parents, and we'd walk, and there'd be certain places where, you know, we were sitting and certain places where we were not sitting. That is not actually unusual in many states. It's just this particular restriction on seeing, visibly seeing the drink prepared and drink poured, which many of the patrons expect because that's what they're paying for. And those of us who are not drinkers don't really understand, I think, sometimes how important that is with the different drinks that you're choosing. This particular version of the regulation that we have, I think, ought to go.
Yeah, something happened last time we talked about this. This was several weeks ago, and it had never come up. And I had never even thought about it. And a mother called up and said, in our family, we do allow drinking responsibly. We certainly went through the list of concerns and evils that you talked about as well and said nobody condones those, but we do drink in our home. And she said, for my daughter, and I'll never forget this call. She said, I tell her never, ever do you consume a drink that you have not seen poured and you have not seen mixed. Never, ever. For fear of safety issues, for fear of date rape drugs, for fear of all kinds of things. And then she said, and then selfishly for me, she said, I really like fine liquors and I am willing to pay for them. And when that drink is mixed behind a wall and I cannot see it being mixed, I'm not sure. I'd like to think I could taste the difference, but I'm not sure if I'm getting, I use the term out of Silverado, the movie, the good stuff or not. I had never considered those two things, that somebody might not get what they're paying for, and that for a young woman especially who is out on a date, that she doesn't know what's going on into that drink out of her sight.
And you know, Doug, this is the deliberative process that we need to go through, finding out what the issues are in public policy. And that's why I believe this sort of discussion, even in our legislature, as you and I have talked about many times before, if we have bills that are proposed during the last week of the legislative session and nobody understands what they do and nobody's had time to discuss and deliberate and debate about them, versus here we are several months ahead of the legislative session and we're having an open public discussion about the pros and cons of different things. And now somebody is certainly welcome and free, and I'm sure that there are, you know, people who disagree. I have constituents strongly on both sides of this issue, by the way, and I've received some political heat during this past couple of years from some of my, you know, more conservative constituents saying, you know, why are you taking up this issue, Representative Powell? And really, the reason, Doug, is because I think that we should have sound policy that's based rationally on facts and figures and good science. And if, in fact, this particular policy does cause harm to our economy, does cause harm to our businesses, and stifling tourism, a lot of the things that we're trying to invest in, and yet at the same time, it has bad other negative side effects without producing much concrete benefit that we can quantify and identify, then I think it probably is a policy that we should change.
It'll be an interesting conversation this year. Will you be carrying specific legislation on this, Representative?
I do, yeah. I open the bill file, as I always do, early in the summer. It's originally was intended to be largely the same as the bill that I did last year, which passed, by the way, in committee, but then was not taken up by the House because the Senate had indicated that it was not willing to take up any alcohol legislation last year. The bill this year, I'm continuing to get lots of input, and as I suggested a minute ago, some compromise, which might be creating kind of a bar area within restaurants, which, as I said, I think is common in other states, is the type of thing that I'm trying to draft in my bill with lots of input from lots of different stakeholders.
Craig, we will watch this with great interest as it moves forward, as your bill moves forward, and this becomes undoubtedly an interesting discussion on Capitol Hill. And I always appreciate you joining us here on The Doug Wright Show.
Thank you, Doug. My pleasure.
Representative Craig Powell with us, and he represents the areas up in the Wasatch County area.